It's June the 17th, we're in Sanhedrin, in Chelek, Perchelek, and we're starting on Tzadi Tessam and Aleph. We're going to cover, talk about the Gemara's all the way till Kuf on the base of the two dots. So this is the next part of the Mishnah that says, Ha'amir Ein Torah Min HaShamayim. So this is the other list of things that there's no, the person loses their Chelek in Olam Haba. So we've already discussed, Ha'amir Ein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. That was the first nine blot. And now we have Ein Torah Min HaShamayim V'Apikaris. That's the next two. So the Gemara tells us on Tzadi Tessam and Aleph, Tan Rabbanan Ki Dvar Hashem Baza Umitaso Hefar Hikares Tikares Z'Ha'imer Ein Torah Min HaShamayim. So the person gets Kares, they lose their Chelek in Olam Haba if they say there's no Torah Min HaShamayim. Davar acher ki dvar Hashem baza ze apikores. Davar acher ki dvar Hashem baza ze magal apan batar v'atar. Ves mitzvah so hifar ze hamefer bris basar. Ikaris tikaris tikaris palam azeh tikaris talam haba. So the Gemara then goes on to say, Mikan amar v'lozer ha-mudai ha-mechalas ha-kodshim v'amavazes ha-mayadas v'amefer briso shal avrom avinu v'amagal apan batar shal kalocha. So the Gemara here essentially dashes this pasuk of Ki Dvar Hashem Baza to include a bunch of things. In addition to Ein Torah Min HaShamayim Apikaris, you also have Mefer Bris, you have Megala Panam Batoira, you have Mechalas HaKadshim, Mevaza Samayadais. Then the Gemara elaborates on what does it mean Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, Tanya Yidach, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza Zeh Ha'omer Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, Vafilo Makol Torah Kula Min HaShamayim, Chutz Mi Pasuk Zeh, Shloi Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this one Pasuk Hashem didn't say, Ela Moishim Epi Atzmai, Zehu Ki Dvar Hashem Baza, Vafilo Makol Torah Kula Min HaShamayim, Chutz Mi Diktuk Zeh, Mikal Vachomer Zeh, Vigzer Shava Zu, Zehu Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. Okay, we've expanded what it means to lose the Chelek in Olam Haba. The Gemara then goes on and really moves into, rather than proactive denigrating of Torah, to more of a passive denigrating of Torah. As the Gemara says, another example of Kivut Dvar Hashem Baza is Halayim Torah Veinu Malamda, or Kol She Mashkiach Al HaMishnah, Kol She Efshal Asak V'Torah Veinu Oisek. And then, of course, then there's a very proactive one. That's Ovid Avayis Kechavim. So you have this whole list. And the Gemara goes on. Then, really, the next whole Amid is about the godless of learning Torah. It gives us some examples of Megala Panam B'Torah Shel Kalocha, and then goes on to different types of godless in Torah. Now, the Gemara does get into more specifically what does it mean Megala Panabatar Shalei Kalacha, what does it mean Apikaris, what do those words mean? But before you get there, so the Gemara just made this list of different things that one loses their Chelek and Olam Haba for, but didn't define them. What is a Megala Panabatar Shalei Kalacha? What is an Apikaris? What does that mean? But the Gemara really segues into Torah itself. And the Gemara says, the Gemara does give an example of Menashe ben Chizkiah, that he would degrade different things the Torah says. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Gazanji, Kol Isaac the Torah, Lishma, Mesim Shalom, the Pamalia Shamal, of Pamalia Shamata. Rav Amar Kivu Bona Platon Shalmailam Shalmata. Rav Yochanan Amar Af Megan Al Kol Olam Kulon. Levi Amar Af Makarves HaGeula. Leishlokish Kol Malamed Es Ben Chaver Torah Ma'alol Avakasu Kivu Asol. And you have a bunch of wonderful things for people who learn Torah Lishma. So it's somewhat out of place because we're talking here about losing one's Chelek in Olam Haba for various infractions, and then it gets into learning Torah Lishma. Now I understand one of the infractions is saying Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, but this is the other side of the spectrum. This is learning Torah Lishma, not just learning Torah, but learning it Lishma. So it seems to me that the point that Gemara is trying to make over here is that it's not the other side of the spectrum. It is the only way to avoid coming to apikarsis, coming to saying things or doing things that show a denial of Torah. The only way to do that is to be one who learns Torah properly. If people don't learn Torah, then they end up with at least some degree of apikarsis in them. They will say things or do things that will indicate a denial of Torah itself. They will deny this that the Rabbanan said, they'll deny that drasha in the Gemara, etc., etc. The only way to avoid that is to learn Torah properly. There's no middle ground. Once a person is not learning, they will come to this. It's a very big mistake that it has developed in America, although it's not only in America, the truth is it's been there for centuries, that the quote-unquote a from Jew who doesn't learn Torah. If the person isn't learning Torah, then they may be performing the mitzvahs properly, but their deus, what they're thinking hashkafically, is inevitably going to be skewed without the learning of Torah. The learning of Torah is what's going to keep a person's mind thinking properly. And I believe that that's why the Gemara here segues into learning Torah Lishma, learning Torah Almanas Falamed, etc., the way that one is supposed to learn Torah properly. Now, what is an apikaris? The Gemara tells us that there's two categories. There's Megala Panamat Torah Shalai Talacha, and there's apikaris. And then the Gemara tells us that there's in descending order, there is extremely severe, we'll call it, well, we can't even call it anything because the Gemara isn't ready to call it something. There's severely extreme apikarsis, and then there is more, less and less extreme apikarsis. So the worst type of apikarsis, and some of this may not even be called apikarsis once we get down to it, but the worst type of apikarsis is what Menashe ben Chizkiah did. So what did Menashe ben Chizkiah do? Well, that's true, but that's not what it says here. Menashe ben Chizkiah. Well, that's a definition. What did he do? So the Gemara says that he was Yoshev Darish Bahagado Shaldaifi. That's what he was doing. He was Yoshev Darish Bahagado Shaldaifi. So, which means that he was degrading parts of Torah. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu bother to write this? This shouldn't have been written. What is the point of that? Etc. Then the Gemara brings the next level down. The Gemara says, Hamevaza Talmidei Chachamim. That's level two. What's level three? Is Hamevaza Chaveroi. Someone who degrades his friend, Bifnei Talmid Chachamim. That's a third level. Then the Gemara says, another level, those who say, Maya Hanu Lan Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan do for us? They teach themselves, they learn themselves. So what do they do for us? We don't get anything out of them. So they don't realize that the fact that Talmidei Chachamim are learning itself protects Klal Yisrael and saves the world. They don't have that. So Maya Hanu Lan Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do for us? That's a fourth level of apikorsis. Okay? And then finally, the Gemara gives a fifth level. The Gemara says, that he's sitting in front of his Rebbe, and then he thinks of something from someplace else. This is what we said there. He doesn't think this is what the master said. He doesn't give his Rebbe the credit for what he's saying. And Rava says, what do they do for us? They've never permitted a raven, nor have they prohibited a dove. And Rav Papa says, for instance, he says, Hani Rabbanan, these Rabbanan, instead of saying it in a more respectful manner. Right. Okay, so let's put down Hachi Amir on Hassam instead of Amar. Okay, now let's examine these five things. The first is someone who degrades parts of Torah. You say, why did Moshe Rabbeinu write this? That's pointless. It makes no sense. Why did he write it? It was a waste of time. So we understand that's going to be a level of apikarsis. That's if we're going to define apikarsis as someone who he's not denying the Torah, but he's saying that the Torah is pointless. The Torah has no value. That's the worst kind. To say that, what good is this? That's what Menashe and Chizkiah did. The next level down is, says the Torah is perfectly good, but he's mevazal Talmidei Chachamim. He says, Talmidei Chachamim, they're this, they're that, they're the other thing. He degrades Talmidei Chachamim. If Talmidei Chachamim are the ones who are the bialim on Torah, they are the ones who own the Torah, who are giving over the Torah. Torah is filtered through them, so one who's mevazal Talmidei Chachamim, it's one step removed from being mevazal the Torah itself. What about this? Mevazah chavero b'fnei Talmid Chacham. What's that? If I'm mevazah my friend in front of the Talmid Chacham, why is that a problem? I'm not mevazah the Talmid Chacham. I degrade a fellow Jew in front of a Talmid Chacham. What's the difference whether I do it in front of a Talmid Chacham or not in front of a Talmid Chacham? How do you understand that?
There's no awe. There's no
special thing. Okay, so it's not... He has enough civility that he's not going to be mevazah Talmid Chacham. But he doesn't have any regard for the Talmud Chacham, and he's willing to talk to his friend in a disgraceful way in front of the Talmud Chacham, with no sense of, in front of the Talmud Chacham, I got to talk differently. Okay, that's the third level. Fourth level is, he says, what good are these rabbis doing? All they're doing is they're learning Torah, but they're not doing anything for us. So it's not that he's mevazeh the Talmud Chachamim. He's not even mevazeh the Torah itself. He's not even mevazeh the halachas of the Torah. He's saying that there's no value in learning for the sake of learning. It doesn't do me anything when he learns. It doesn't do anything for me, which is not true. It does. And finally, the person who's in shir and they're learning, and he thinks of a connection to another sugya, and he says, oh yeah, didn't we say over there? But it wasn't we, it was his Rebbe who said it. So he doesn't say, didn't Rebbe say over there? And so he says, didn't we say over there? As if he was part of the process. And of course he wasn't part of the process, he's the Talmud, not the Rebbe. So he doesn't have it's not finely tuned in his mind, the difference between himself and his Rebbe, that it's his Rebbe who said it over there, not himself. He's not one with his Rebbe. He's not a step down from his Rebbe. His Rebbe and he, oh, we're buddies. We're just good friends. He happens to be teaching, but we're good friends. So that's a level down. That's another level down. Now we have in the Gemara different shitas. One shita is that the question is, where do you draw the line between apikaris and megala panim batayra shalik halacha? Megala panim batayra shalik halacha is super apikaris. It's apikaris plus. So where do you draw that line? So we'll call it the most lenient opinion, draws the line between Aleph and Beis. Aleph is megala panim batayra shalik halacha. Beis is apikarsis. According to that opinion, the other three may not be apikarsis. We don't know. It could be all stopped there. The second sheet is, you put the line over here, that the first two are megala panim batayra shalik halacha, the third is apikarsis. The other two may be nothing. The third opinion is that the first three are megala panim batayra shalik halacha, and the fourth one is apikarsis. The fourth one might not be anything. And finally, the most chamor opinion, and that's what the Gemara ends up with, is that all four of these are megala panim batayra shalik halacha, and only the bottom one is apikarsis. Now, what is frightening about this Gemara is this is common in today's day and age. Common. Not necessarily the top one, which you do have that also mostly in secular circles. But once you go further down this list to the more subtle types of apikarsis is a serious charge. It's pretty serious. And you get down to these few over here, you have that all the time. People saying, what good are these rabbis? What are they doing for us? They're just living off of the community. And what do they do? They're just learning. So in Atlanta, Georgia, we don't have that, unfortunately. In Atlanta, Georgia, we have people who learn, but also who actually do outreach and things of that nature, so that there's some semblance of doing something for the community. Otherwise, it would just be parasites who aren't doing anything for the community. That's the way people think. But the Gemara is saying that's apikarsis to say that. If you have Tamei Chacham sitting and learning all day long and all night long and doing no outreach, giving no shiurim, doing no public speaking, not saying hello to anybody, just being cloistered in the Beis Medrash and learning, someone who says they're not doing anything for us, that's apikarsis. It's not true they're not doing anything for us. They're keeping the world going. They're protecting us. It would be apikarsis to say that they're not doing anything for us. But unfortunately, that's what a lot of people say. Even, right? So it's not just wrong, it's apikarsis. And certainly the Hachi Amin and Hassam level, where the blurring of the lines between what a Talmud Chacham is and what a non-Talmud Chacham is, and as the person who's not yet a Talmud Chacham saying, equating himself somehow with a Talmud Chacham, and this is commonplace. Just the sense of, you know, that there's no separation. So So it's frightening, because the Mishnah says, Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. And if we're going to define these things as apikarsis, that's a pretty frightening thing. Yeah?
Well, this one is really blurred, especially in Kibbutz-oriented communities, where the Rabbanim try to make themselves more close with the people.
Yeah.
And so there is this line gets so distorted.
Right, but you can't blame the people if the Rabbanim do that. Right? And you can't blame the people. So, I mean, that, you know, there's different opinions about how much to do that.
Self-deprecating themselves, could that be...
Well, it depends how it's done, how self-deprecation is done, you know. But this is why, I mean, you know, there's does a rabbi play ball with the people, right? So if he's going to play ball with the people, he can't expect the people to consider him to be something different. He's one of the guys, right? Is he going to go? Is he going to go bowling with the guys? So then So you can't blame people for considering a rabbi who's going to play ball with them and go bowling with them for not to think of him as on a different level. So you can't blame them for that.
So the ray of hope is.
Hold on. I'll give you the ray of hope. Hold on, I'll give you the ray of hope. Okay. So now the truth is though that there is a major kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam. In Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Gimel, defines different categories of Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Our Perek is Paskin in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel. So, he first has a whole list, Ve'en lo'hein she'en chelek l'olam haba, and he lists generally the Minim, Apikarsin, Kaifrim Batayra, Kaifrim B'tchias HaMesim, Uvabiyas HaGayal, Hamordim, Umachdiye Harabim, Vaparsha Midachi Tzibor, Vavosaveres Biad Rabah, Bifarhesia, Kiyoyakim, etc., etc., etc. Okay. Then he goes through each one separately. What's a min? There are five types of minim. A min is essentially someone who denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. He breaks it down into several categories. What's an apikaris? Shloisha hein hanikaren apikarsin. There are three that are called an apikaris. Now see if any of these fit into the categories we have. Ha'imer, she'ein sham nevua klal. Someone who says there's no such thing as prophecy. This is all part of the same thing. Ve'ein sham mada shemagia mehabar alev b'nei adam. And there's no knowledge that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the hearts of man. Meaning there's no communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does exist. Not like a man who says there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does exist. But there is no way for a human being to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that they could actually understand what he's saying. There's no such thing as nevuah. That's an apikaris. Now that's one. Two. V'amakchesh nevuah soshal Moshe Rabbeinu. Someone who contradicts the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's number two. Number three, va'omer shein abayir yodea ma'aseh b'nei ha'adam, or a person who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what people are doing. Kol echad mishloi she'elu hein apikarsin. That all three of those are apikars. All three of those are saying there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is a disconnect between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Olam Hazeh. There's no nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what he was talking about, which means that there's no Torah, which is the way that we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, or that Hashem doesn't know what goes on down here. He's off playing golf. He doesn't know what's going on down here. Right? All that is apikarsis. So it's admitting that there is a Boyere. He did create the world, but he's off, you know, doing what he does, and there's no connection between him and what goes on down here. Those are three. That's apikarsis. None of that is on this list. Then he goes on to say, Shloi Shein HaKaifim B'Taira. Then there are three types that are Kaifer in Taira. Ha'imer Shein HaTaira Me'im HaShem. If someone says the Taira is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Pasuk Echad, Afilu Teva Achas, Imam Ramayisha Amar Pi Atma, Reza Kaifer B'Taira. V'chein HaKaifer B'Pirusha, etc. Or to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu switches one mitzvah for another mitzvah. That this mitzvah no longer applies. Okay, so the pell on the Rambam is that he lists three types of apikarsim, which all fit the umbrella category of asserting that there's a disconnect between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this world, but none of them directly fit in to the five that we have up on the board. Even the first one, the worst of the five, doesn't really fit in. More than that, later on, the Rambam kind of wraps it up after he goes through all of the categories. Then he says, "Kol echad ve'echad me'esrim ba'arba anashim elu shemaninu." Each one of the 24 we just listed, afal pi shein miYisrael, even though they're Jews, ein lahem chelik olam haba, they lose the chelik in olam haba. V'yesh averos kalos me'elu. There are lighter types of averos. Afal pi kein, and even so, amru chachamim, the chacham said, "Shaharagel bahen," someone who does them commonly, ein lahem chelik olam haba, that he loses his chelik in olam haba. It's appropriate to be careful from them and distance oneself from them. These are they. So he goes on to list a whole bunch of other ones. One who calls his friend a name that he doesn't like, a nickname, someone who embarrasses his friend publicly. It's on the board. One is mevaza talmid chacham. So the problem is that why is he listed over here? That's apikarsis, according to our Gemara. So why is the Rambam listed over here? So everybody jumps on the Rambam for these questions and others. There are other questions here that we didn't learn yet that cause problems in this Rambam. So the Lechem Mishnah has an arichus, goes through at length, goes through this whole discussion. And he says it's not only about apikarsis, but about the other categories as well. That there is apikarsis, which is the pure meaning of the word, and then there is using the word apikaris as a borrowed term. The pure meaning of the word apikaris are the three the Rambam lists over here. Someone who essentially says that there's a disconnect between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this world. There's no such thing as Nevuah. The where is it over here? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have Nevuah. Either there is no Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have Nevuah, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what goes on downstairs. Those three, that's the core meaning of Apikaris. Then there is using the word Apikaris as a borrowed term. That it's not really what an Apikaris is, but because it is close enough or similar to what an Apikaris is doing, therefore we're going to give it the name Apikaris. And that's what these are. All of these are ways of not having the proper understanding for the transmission of Torah. Now, Torah is the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The place where where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Olam HaEmes meets this world, in a physical sense, where is it? The Beis HaMikdash. In a spiritual sense, when is it? In a physical sense, in a sense of time, when is it? When does the two worlds meet? What would you say?
Shabbos
or Yom Kippur, right? The place would be the Beis HaMikdash. Through what person? You could say the Kohen Gadol, right? But in terms of daily life, where is there the connection between this world and the next world? This world and the real world of Olam HaEmes? That's going to be Torah. Torah is the bridge from there to here. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, He brought Shamayim down to Har Sinai. And Har Sinai became the bridge between the two places, between the Shamayim and the Aretz. And Torah is that bridge. All of this is either, the worst of it is to say that certain parts of Torah are pointless, are senseless, are foolish. Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have said them. But even the other ones, they are not properly understanding or appreciating this bridge. They're all missing a sensitivity, some on a greater level, some on a lesser level, of this appreciation of the bridge between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is an Apikaris? One who says that there is no bridge between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. There's no such thing as Nevuah. Or, there is such a thing as Nevuah, but not of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't have Nevuah, which means there's no Torah. Because Torah comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Or, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what's going on down here. It's all the same thing. There's a break between upstairs and downstairs. All of this is within that general category, but on a much lesser scale. It's not saying there's no bridge. It's not appreciating the value of the bridge. Or appreciating how important it is or how profound it is. Says the Rambam, and this is how the Lacha Mishnah explains it. If someone is a true Apikaris, someone denies that there is Nevuah. Someone who denies that Moshe Rabbeinu had Nevuah. Someone who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out playing golf and he doesn't know what's going on downstairs, that is an Apikaris immediately. When he believes that or says that, he is branded an Apikaris. Now, he could still do tshuva. As long as a person's alive, they can do tshuva. But if they say that or believe that, they are immediately branded an Apikaris. They are an Apikaris. That is an Apikaris. Which means, now, you know what happens to an Apikaris? What happens to an Apikaris? An Apikaris, we don't save his life. If an Apikaris is drowning in the ocean, you don't save him. You let him drown. That's how bad an Apikaris is. A true Apikaris, today's day and age, it's going to be very hard to brand someone an Apikaris, because most people today just don't know what they're talking about. They're just, you know, they're not, there's no, today it's mostly just ignorance and taiva. It's not true philosophical debates. But a true Apikaris, if we could actually identify one today, if they were drowning and you had the ability to save them, the halacha would be you don't save them, you let them drown. That's a pretty serious thing. A true Apikaris. So a person who believes or says one of those three things that the Rambam says, they're Apikaris. These things are not the same. These are, if a person is rugged in them, They regularly are mavaza talmidei chachamim. They regularly are mavaza chaver b'fnei talmidei chachamim. They regularly say, "Ah, what do these rabbis do for us?" They regularly blur the line between themselves and their rebbe. That someone who does that regularly is on the path to apikarsis. That is the derech of apikarsis. And someone who does that regularly will, in the end, be an apikars. That's what the Gemara here is saying. So these things do not make a person lose their chilek in olam haba immediately. They are things that haragil bahen, one who does them regularly, is heading down the path of apikarsis. And not slowly. You're on the fast track to apikarsis. These things will bring a person to apikarsis very quickly. But it's got to be done multiple times regularly to bring a person to apikarsis. If a person one time in frustration says, what do these rabbis do for us? They're not an apikars. They have said something which the Gemara calls apikarsis as a borrowed term, because it's the type of thing that they keep that up, they're going to be an apikars. But they're not now an apikars. And same thing with the other ones over here. The only possible exception to this would be the top category of Yoshev Adarash Hagar Shal Daifi saying that this didn't make sense, this is stupid, why did Moshe Rabbeinu write this? That kind of thing. That, since everybody agrees, that's called Megala Panam Atar Shalait Halacha, which is worse than apikarsis, that already might be in and of itself apikarsis. You know, that might already be even one time. That I don't know. But the other ones, and the first one is not really, you don't find it. You find it more amongst secular Jews than you find it amongst, but the other ones, which we find even amongst our camp. So we should know, and this is the, would you ask before, how do we have the
Ray of Hope?
The Ray of Hope. That's the Ray of Hope. It's only someone who does this regularly that it becomes a problem. If a person learns Torah, it's almost, if they learn, they come to learn, and they're learning on a daily basis, they're learning Lashma, they will not say these things. Because there is no more powerful way to appreciate what a Talmud Chacham is than to learn Torah. You start learning Torah and you see to yourself, this is vast. This is huge. There is so much information here. This is just massive. And then you say to yourself, but the Talmud Chacham knows it. That is the way a person gains an appreciation for Talmud Chachamim, is by learning. And learning Lishma, not learning in order to figure out a heter or in order to knock someone else down, which are not learning properly, but learning for the sake of learning. Then a person gains that appreciation and the lines get very defined. A person realizes the difference between where I am and where Talmidei Chachamim are. That I will tell you that my appreciation of who my Rebbe is has, and the distance that I understand is between my Rebbe and me, I'm talking about Rabbi Berkowitz, my Rebbe, the distance that there is between the two of us has only increased exponentially the more that I've learned. You would think, the more I learn, so then I'm getting closer to him, right? I'm learning more. Now, of course, he's learning more also. But I'm learning more, so you know, and I'm younger, so I sensibly, you know, I'm fresher, and I'm learning that. So you would think, but fakert, the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know and how unbelievable it is when he just boom, boom, boom is able to all over the place without, no matter what he's holding it, to be able to answer me someplace else, and you know, and be able to pull out a tshuva from here and pull out an obscure achron over there, an obscure rishon over here, and with things, right? And it just, and how it's categorized in his mind, and how he's able to go right to the root of the problem immediately, without any, you know, as soon as he asks the question, he's there, and all the other parts that I thought were relevant to the question are stripped away, and he's got, you know, he's hitting the nail right on the head, that kind of thing. Like, you know, that appreciation has only increased, and has, it's exponential. It's not just a little bit more. My appreciation of him. And that's because of learning. Because the more you learn, the more you realize how little you know. And that is the most potent way of getting away from these things that bring a person towards apikarsis. And that's why I believe the Gemara, like we started with, goes into this whole business of learning Torah lishma, learning Torah properly, because that's the way a person comes to the proper appreciation. That's also the way a person eventually does come themselves to being a Talmud Chacham. Is because the more a person appreciates what Torah is, the more they throw themselves into the learning of Torah properly, they end up themselves becoming a Talmud Chacham. You have a question?
Yeah,
I
was
going to
ask,
In the first one, we say that there's no room. You do that one time, you could be an happy.
I'm not sure.
I'm saying, so many people, I think, when they learn, you'll hear us saying, this doesn't make it, like, this doesn't make any sense. I think the intent is, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
But when they're saying it, they'll hear that. So would that be, the intent is not saying, it's not
hocus pocus. It's not the words are not because. It's the, Now, it may appear like, it may be a marasayan of apikarsis. It may not be the right thing to do. The one of the first lessons I remember learning as a young bachur in yeshiva was adding on those two words, to me. This makes no sense, to me. Right? Mm-hmm. I remember one rabbi regularly correcting us, right? This makes no sense. And he would say, to me, or to you. He wanted us to say that. To get used to putting in those words, that of course it makes sense. Of course it makes sense. Just because I don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't make sense. It does make sense to me. Right? You'll hear very often someone will ask a question like, I'll say something and then someone will say, so I don't know whether, let's say, I don't know whether this is automatic copy curses or not. So someone will, in the course of the conversation, will say, so we don't know whether that's going to. So I'll say, I don't know. It may be known, but I don't know. Right? Doesn't mean that nobody knows. It may be it's in a safer somewhere, but I don't know the answer. Right? So this making it clear that just because there's a deficiency in it, our knowledge doesn't mean that there aren't people that know it. Doesn't.
I'm saying we don't know is an issue too. So yeah,
okay. You mean because of this? Yeah, right. Now, when they say we, they don't mean we collectively. They mean it's not anywhere in Torah. It's like a teiku.
Right.
That's the right thing. They're questioning, is this a teiku or is this something which, right? So, anyway, so that's the range of hope.
Does the Rambam have any categorization for this, I can't remember the term, the first category you said is a different
Megala Panabat Torah. Yes, so I'm pretty sure he brings that. Hold on. Let's see, where does he bring that?
It's a nice drush to say that this isn't, that they're using this Bauer term, but then
he says
they're
like
trying
this.
To make a distinction between two different
categories. Ha'isa Averos Biyad Rama, someone who does Averos, Biyad Rama means like with a raised arm. He does Averos, most of us, we do things wrong. When we do them wrong, we don't do them publicly. We're a little bit embarrassed. recently somebody got upset. This person did something which is, something which is not so appropriate. So they got upset. The person A did something that's not so appropriate. So they got upset at person B because person B didn't realize that it's not so appropriate and mentioned to me in passing that person A did that. So person A got very upset. So person B I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong by repeating it. But I didn't know what they did with it. So I explained to person B, it's not that person A is embarrassed that people know about it. Person A is embarrassed that I know about it, right? So it's when we do things wrong, we don't want someone who we look up to know that we did it, right? Or someone who we don't want to be, we're embarrassed, right? That's if we shouldn't do things wrong, but if we're going to do things wrong, we should be embarrassed about it. That's a good thing. Someone who does an aver biyad rama, that's a terrible thing. Ki Yehoyakim, Bein Shas HaKalos, Bein Shas HaChamuros, whether they did a light thing or a stringent thing, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. V'zehu HaNikra Megala Panam Batara. That's someone who's Megala Panam Batara. Mipnei Shehei is Mitzcho, he was brazen, his forehead was brazen, V'gila Panav, V'loi Boish Midivrei Torah, wasn't embarrassed. So that's in the category of doing it once, not doing it regularly. So that's what he's saying. So this here is similar. It's like a brazen thing. Yeah, what is this? What is this business? V'achos lo tantimna. Oh, what a ridiculous thing to write in the Chumash. But it's a brazen thing to say. Brazen way to bring it up. That's Megalapanam Batar Shalai Kalvacha. So it seems from the Rambam that would be a one time, that would be even a one time apikarsis. I just don't know if this is, in here, when the Gemara calls this Megalapanam Batar Shalai Kalvacha, is this a borrowed term, like all these others are borrowed for apikarsis, or if this is the actual Megalapanam Batar Shalai Kalvacha. I'm not sure about that. So, okay. You know, that's an open
question. Do we have any sort of halacha on this? Like, do we follow the Rambam?
Rambam, most don't write about it because it's not Nogia Lamaisa. There's no practical point. Other than what I told you about, we let them we drown, right? It's not that common.
Yeah, I think you have, testimony, for instance, that would be...
a person's a Russian. They're Russian,
Yeah, I mean, as a Russian, somebody who says, what do I need these rabbis for?
I don't think it's Paschal in Shulchan Aruch. There is a simon in Shulchan Aruch about whether you're mechuyav to save somebody. There, when it gets into an Avod Avodah Zarah, a min, someone who is a meiser, someone who gives over other Jews, who rats on other Jews to Goyim. Like, those are pretty serious, and those are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So, anyway. That's a nice mahalach to explain what the Rambam is saying versus our Gemara, and like you said, that would be the Ray of Hope for this thing. Okay. This brings us then to Kuf Amid Beis, to the next line of the Mishnah, which is Afakar B'Svar Machitzayin. And we keep on Afakar B'Svar Machitzayin. So that will be the next discussion. Next Thursday, I should have saw.